Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Friday, April 12th, 2024, 9.06 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Good.
Another Friday.
Yeah.
Going to be a beautiful weekend.
I like it. Yeah, should be a great weekend. I'm looking forward to spending a little bit of time outdoors this weekend personally. So, yeah, should be a nice one. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7. Got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. And we've talked about this a little bit, but a little bit more information from the Utah Division of Water Rights has been set out as members of that organization met with Monticello City Council and San Juan County Commission in the past few weeks about the water rights adjudication process and its plan to kick off adjudication efforts in the Eastland area this summer. So Eastland area residents should receive letters inviting them to a public meeting this spring to discuss the general water right adjudication process. Water right adjudication is one of the key obligations of the Utah Division of Water Rights, the state regulatory agency charged with bringing order and certainty to the water rights record. So the division defines existing water rights, quantifies historical water rights, and removes unused and abandoned rights. Mark Stilson of Utah Division of Water Rights said that as development continues throughout San Juan County, it's important for us to know how much water is actually in use, adding many early filings for water rights have been abandoned, but the paper water rights still exist in our files. So Stilson and others outlined the adjudication process with a water rights summons sent to all water right and property owners in the selected area. Again, it's going to be Eastland and Eucola this summer. The summons tells potential claimants how to file water user claims to protect any water rights they believe they own. Water users should look for information related to water rights that they may own. At the public meeting, engineers from the Division of Water Resources, or Division of Water Rights, rather, will be available to answer questions. Staff will also be in San Juan County every week throughout the process, investigating claims, helping water users with questions, and preparing a report to present to the court. You can get more information at waterrightsutah.utah.gov or calling 801-538-5282. And adjudication moves quickly under a fixed schedule, so claimants need to promptly act as directed to protect their rights in the course of the legal proceedings. Also send notice to all property owners and area residents to give everyone an opportunity to participate. Individuals who don't own water rights can disregard the notices. Again, you can learn more at waterrights.utah.gov. But again, this is a process that's been happening in the southeastern Utah region for some time. It just recently completed southern Grand County and even parts of northern San Juan County. And Eastland and Eucola next, and then it'll be on to Monticello and Blanding. They're actually doing this already on the Navajo Nation as part of the Navajo Utah Water Rights Settlement. So it's a process county residents may be familiar with, but again, it's just kind of cleaning up the books in essence, making sure that water rights are protected and old rights that have been abandoned are taken off the record.
Yeah, and it's going to be it's a process that they've got to go through. You may get a card in the mail, whether you have water rights or not. So if you've got a culinary water source, wouldn't necessarily impact. But they just want to be very thorough and go through and adjudicate and verify and make sure the water rights are honored.
Yep.
But if your grandpa had a right and hasn't used it in 45 years, then they'll address that issue too.
Yeah, which again, if you want to, they've talked about too, if you want to continue using it, you know, work with them, or you want to start using it again. They talked about how they had someone in the Moab area that had an old right that they, you know, thought that they knew about, or I think grandpa had that. And anyways, they decided they wanted to use it, and the division helped them work that out. You know, it also is important too, if you have a water right that you're using and you're not sure if it's on paper or not, You got to get it on paper, and they're willing to help you with that as well. Anyways, again, more info on that at waterrights.utah.gov. But again, Eastland and Ucolo area are going to be part of that adjudication happening this summer. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got other news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area, including a report out of the Monticello area with the San Juan County Sheriff's Department, as a couple folks arrested after a large drug bust found in their car. Members of the, or excuse me, folks driving in this car were pulled over on North Main in Monticello for going 45 in a 30-mile-per-hour zone, according to a probable cause statement from the San Juan County Sheriff's Deputy. The driver told the officer that there was a joint in one of the doors in the vehicle, and the officer asked if any of the passengers had a medical marijuana card, and they said they did not. And as a result, he told them that they were going to search the vehicle to check it out because marijuana is illegal in the state. While searching the vehicle, a vacuum-sealed package later determined to be methamphetamines was found on the floor behind the second passenger seat, the affidavit states. And deputies said that five more packages were located in the void where the spare tire was, and total 30.4 pounds of methamphetamines. And so the three folks in the vehicle were arrested for investigation of drug possession with intent to distribute. So big drug bust there in Monticello, and good work there by law enforcement.
Boy, that is not a small amount either. That's
yeah. Yep. So interesting story there, and yeah, good work by law enforcement. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got a lot of other local news and happenings for you this morning here on the Red Rock Morning Show. We'll take a quick break and be back with more news items. Stick with us. It's the Morning Show on 92.7.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Choose the best broadband internet with Emory Telecom. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at $59.95 a month. Add a phone line to any plan for just $10 a month. Plus, bundle cable TV to any internet or phone plan. Give Emory Telecom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelecom.com. Emory Telecom, your local advantage.
Advanced Air, Moab's full-service heating and air conditioning contractor since 2010, is excited to offer Red Rock 92 listeners an exciting deal. Right now, for just $94.95, Advanced Air will tune up your furnace. In the spring, you'll get an AC tune-up for free. Advanced Air installs and services all makes and models of heating and air conditioning equipment with factory-trained technicians. Call 435-260-7637 today. Advanced Air of Moab, integrity you can count on.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Friday, April 12th, 2024, 9:17 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show on this Friday morning, taking a look at some other news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. We've talked about it a little bit. San Juan School District recognized employees with annual awards last week, and Shanda Winget, the language art, a language arts teacher at San Juan High in Blanding, was named Teacher of the Year at the San Juan School District Education Foundation Teacher Appreciation Banquet. Principal Ryan Nelson said that Winget epitomizes the essence of a language arts teacher with her dedication, teaching strategies, and passion for literature. Apparently, I don't have a passion for literature. I'm having a hard time read today. Nelson adds that Shanda Winget instills in her students the art of critical thinking, effective communication, and creative expression. With the award, Winget will compete for the Teacher of the Year Award for the state of Utah. There's a bunch of other teachers and employees honored by the school district for their efforts at the banquet, and we're going to list them off real quick. They had classified and certified teachers and employees recognized at that meeting. At Blanding Elementary, Sherry Pugh and Robert Turk were recognized. Bluff Elementary, Alicia Black and Nellie Totsoni. At the LaSalle School, Denise Klassen. Monticello Elementary, Shayla Draper and Julie Bunker. Montezuma Creek Elementary, Shacey Yellowman and Francine Sam. Sabiniskay Elementary, Daryl George and Rochelle Sloan. ARL Middle School, Sue Ann Doan and J.J. Squires. At Monticello High, Courtney Montella and Reed Anderson. Monument Valley High, Eloise Wilson and Harrison Miles. Navajo Mountain, Genevieve Atteen and Todd Small Canyon. At San Juan High, Annette Adams and Shanda Winget. And at Whitehorse High, Daryl Lehman and Colby Sosi. Also in the district office, Gina Grover and Conan Benally recognized as well. So congratulations to all those award winners, and biggest award yet coming, and that's the end of the school year, a little bit over a month away.
Yeah, it's April, which means that our teachers are hanging on by their fingernails, but they do great work. It's a great event every year. The 12 schools in the school district, and they honor a teacher and a classified employee every year, and it's a great banquet.
Yeah, great news. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got more news and happenings throughout the area, including on the Navajo Nation, where the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority, in partnership with the American Public Power Association, has launched up Light Up Navajo Version 5 this year. 42 electric companies from 16 states will participate in the initiative, which will run from April 7th to July 20th. That's according to a report from the Navajo Times. You can read that in full in the latest edition of the Navajo Times, and also available online at NavajoTimes.com. Over 250 electric line workers will be traveling to the Navajo Nation over the next few months to help connect the homes of Navajo families to the electric grid. The goal to connect at least 200 homes. So it's a project that's, again, this is in its fifth iteration, and they'll be working throughout the Navajo Nation to connect connect folks to power, electrical power. So, again, you can read more about that in the latest edition of the Navajo Times, also available online at NavajoTimes.com. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
We have three coming up on Saturday. Services for Jerry Cordova will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday at St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church in Cortez. Jerry passed away peacefully on April 6th at the age of 93. A celebration of life for Cortez resident William Willie Daves, will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday at Areola Bible Church. Daves passed away on April 8th at the age of 55. And a celebration of life for Claudia Bissett, age 70, of Moab, will be held on Saturday at 2 p.m. at Spanish Valley Mortuary. Next week, there'll be services, a celebration of life for Steve Cannon, age 73, of Monticello, who passed away in February. That celebration of life will begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday, April 20th, at the Monticello Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Funeral services for Clifford Lee Carter, age 64, of Moab, begin at noon on Saturday, April 20th, at Old City Park in Moab. Celebration of Life for Cortez resident Julianne Whiteley will be held on Sunday, May 5th at 400 North Mildred Avenue in Cortez at 1 p.m. And graveside services for Palmer Black will be held at noon on Thursday, June 20th at the Blanding City Cemetery. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a break and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
April 13th, New Mexico's premier mixed martial arts organization, Fight World Combat Sports, presents Fight World 34, live at Ute Mountain Casino. A spectacular night of live mixed martial arts featuring Carlos Pacheco, Austin Ford, Gabe Benelli, Sterling Woods, and many more. Doors open at 6, Fight 7 p.m. Visit UteMountainCasino.com for more information. Don't miss Fight World 34, Saturday, April 13th at Ute Mountain Casino. Fight World Combat Sports, where anything can happen.
Everything you need for the season is at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. All month long, save big on select varieties of Scott's Turf Builder lawn programs. Buy one, get one free on mix and match bags of KT Bird Food. Come check out the great deals on select Ace Yard and Garden tools. Plus, discounts on Eco lawn equipment and all the grills in stock. It's all part of the Red Hot Buys all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
The folks at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, send out a big hearty welcome to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. Whether you're here for some jeeping, four-wheeling, or biking and hiking, stop by Walker Drug for all your outdoor needs and check out our big specials all month long. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other major prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Welcome to Moab and the Easter Jeep Safari from El Tapatio, the finest Mexican food in Moab. While you're here, come treat your taste buds to a delicious fajita, burrito, enchilada, or torta. Enjoy a freshly made margarita, cocktail, or cerveza from the bar. Ask about our daily specials and our private dining room for groups. For a festive atmosphere and a taste of old Mexico, pay a visit to El Tapatio in Moab at 125 South Main next to the Best Western.
It's tax season and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Friday, April 12th, 2024, 9:26 a.m. on this Friday morning.
And the song you just heard, or a portion of it, I don't know how we can play that with not hear Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog. That's how it started. Joy to the World by Three Dog Night was the number one song in 1971, 53 years ago today. Of course, it's known by its opening lyric, Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog. It was written by a guy, Hoyt Axton. And when the song hit number one in 1971, Axton and his mother, May, became the first mother and son to have written a number one single. And May wrote Heartbreak Hotel, number one song for Elvis Presley. So
That's cool.
Father and son, number one. That's pretty cool. Interesting day in history. The first cosmonaut went into outer space on this day in 1961, and 20 years later, the first space shuttle went into space on this day in 1981. Today is Dolores Day, It's meant to honor people named Dolores, but let's talk about towns named Dolores.
Yeah.
Dolores, of course, this beautiful little town in the Dolores River Valley. It's in the Red Rock listening area, just upstream from McPhee Reservoir. Less than 1,000 people in Dolores. City limits have like 500 acres is all. It's a tiny little town, but it's grown like crazy around it. It was one of the first towns in southwest Colorado. It was on the Rio Grande Southern Railway. There were two other little towns nearby that are now under the water at McPhee Reservoir. One of them named Big Bend, and the other one named McPhee. The reservoir was named after the town that it drowned.
Yeah. Man.
So, anyway.
Well, we don't have McPhee Day. We don't have Big Bend Day. So, I guess that's Dolores Day. That makes sense that it's still around.
Dolores, of course, a common female name. It's a Spanish word that means sorrow. So, today's Dolores Day. Hope Dolores has a good day.
Yeah.
It's also National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day, which is awesome. It's also Hamster Day. Have to admit, growing up, I was always jealous of my friends who had pet hamsters. That was so cool. But I do have to admit now, many, many years later, I still remember the smell of their bedrooms.
Yeah.
With their pet hamsters. But it's Hamster Day today. Birthdays today. David Letterman is 77 years old today. Actor Ed O'Neill is 78 years old. Of course, he was in Married with Children and Modern Family. I didn't know this. Brendan Urie, the lead singer for Panic at the Disco, was born on this day in 1987 in St. George, Utah.
Huh. I didn't know that either. Yeah.
And David Cassidy, one of the first teen idols, was born on this day in 1950. He was in the Partridge Family. He was pretty big. He died in 2013. Mm. So a teen idol who's been gone for 11 years. But happy birthday posthumously to David Cassidy. Local birthdays today. We've got a good list. Casey Harris, Chris Brackett, Remington Montgomery, Isabella King, Heather Holyoke Garrett, Judy Dyer, and Janelle Lacey are all celebrating birthdays today. Weekend birthdays coming up for Carrie Hill, Pam Tolley, Josh Tuttle, Morgan Prophet, Jennifer Johnson, Dustin Brown, Jessica Randolph, Chad Beanland, and Netta Johnson. Happy birthday to y'all. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope you're having a nice birthday, and again, nice spring birthday weekend coming up, so should be a good one. Well, once again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, and as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to those and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com.
Discover your next career at the Synergy Company in Moab. Currently hiring production assistants to join our team and help create and package our line of vitamins and dietary supplements. Positions start at $18 to $21 per hour, and new hires enjoy a $1,500 sign-on bonus. Our job offers fantastic benefits, on-site childcare. All positions are year-round indoors and offer advancement opportunities. Visit thesynergycompany.com to learn more and apply today.
Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle.
Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including the OB/Med surgery. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, scrub technician, sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee, in addition to a part-time surgical services clerk. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding.
Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include nurse manager, dietary cook, and laboratory radiology and ultrasound technologist. Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org.
The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information.
San Juan County has a number of openings, including Economic Development Director, Economic Development Specialist, and an Advanced EMT or Paramedic in Blanding. Also seeking 6 seasonal workers, 2 weed sprayers, 2 road department laborers in Blanding, and 2 road department laborers in Monticello. There are also 2 part-time positions in Blanding, one for a senior center aide and the other for a library aide. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225.
Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Hello, this is Greg Medves with the auction team inviting you to the first annual Moab Consignment Auction this Saturday at 9 a.m. at the Old Spanish Trail Arena in Moab. From tractors, trailers, equipment, ATV, guns, ammunition, knives, antiques, and much, much more, we've got it all. Whether you're a seasons collector or looking for a great deal, this is the place to be. Don't miss your chance to score incredible items at an unbeatable price. Learn more at theauctionteam.com.
A big welcome from all the folks at the Moab CarQuest Auto Parts to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. While you're here, there'll be lots of fun and lots of chances for things to break. If you're in the market for some vehicle TLC, come see Clark at CarQuest Auto Parts. He's got almost 50 years of automotive expertise and the experience to solve any of your off-road problems. CarQuest is backed by Advance Auto Parts, the largest distribution network in the industry. The Moab CarQuest Auto Parts. Locally owned, community driven.
Well, good morning. Good morning, excuse me. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. Let's take a look at the sports report, starting with local sports. Again, a recent score, San Juan Baseball beating Kirtland Central 13-3 on Wednesday. Got a couple of events going on today. San Juan Baseball is at Monticello in a 2A East matchup, and Grand Baseball will be hosting North Sevier. Another 2A East baseball matchup. In softball, San Juan softball's got a doubleheader at Gunnison. Grand has got a doubleheader hosting Paiute. Monticello softball with a doubleheader at Wayne. Grand boys soccer is at Gunnison today. San Juan boys soccer at Parowan. And Montezuma Cortez girls soccer versus Alamosa. Track and field events. Montezuma Cortez is hosting Dolores, Dove Creek, and Nucla this weekend. That's it for the local sports report. Let's take a look now at the regional sports report. Starting in the NBA, the number one seed in the NBA playoffs are the Denver Nuggets. We'll see if they can hold on to that one seed. Taking a look at some results, from yesterday in the NBA. Let's see, Utah Jazz defeating the Houston Rockets 124-121, getting a win there. Games tonight. Looks like the Jazz are in Los Angeles taking on the Clippers at 8:30, the Phoenix Suns in Sacramento taking on the Kings at 8:30, and Denver is in San Antonio taking on the Spurs at 6. That's NBA basketball. There's no games Saturday, and then the final games of the season are Sunday, looking ahead to the weekend, as Denver is in Memphis, Phoenix in Minnesota, and the Jazz in San Francisco taking on the Warriors. Taking a look now at Major League Baseball teams. Our regional teams had the day off yesterday, and they're getting ready for a weekend showdown. Diamondbacks are hosting the St. Louis Cardinals. And opening pitch tonight at 7:40 p.m. Colorado Rockies there in Toronto taking on the Blue Jays. Opening pitch there at 5. That'll do it for the regional sports report. And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. And we look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.